listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. Voice for Victims organisers say locals continue to be let down by the system and juveniles are re-offending without adequate consequences. So it's asked its 7.5 thousand members to march tomorrow to send the government the message that immediate action is needed. Supporters in central Queensland are asked to paint the town yellow, tying a yellow ribbon on trees, letterboxes and the likes, taking photos and posting to social media. In other news, there's 11 vehicles that are still at large in the central Queensland region, according to QPS data. Three cars and one trailer are listed as stolen in Rocky and yet to be found, with more missing in Gladstone, Emerald and the Coalfields. Premier Stephen Miles announced on Friday that more cops will be coming to the central Queensland region. Out of 900 new police personnel for the state, 57 officers will be allocated to Mackay and Capricornia over the next 3 years. And consumers are frustrated by several tricky price tags throughout our grocery stores. That's according to consumer group Choice. Policy advisor Bea Sherwood says the new research surveyed more than 1,000 customers and found 1 in 4 shoppers were confused if certain products were on sale or not.
The countless types of labels used by the major supermarkets are clearly confusing consumers who are struggling to determine what is and is not a genuine discount. This is particularly concerning considering many people are trying to make their grocery shop as affordable as possible in a cost of living crisis. It's frustrating consumers.
In statements, Woolworths, Coles and Aldi admitted to using several different labels to indicate pricing as well as limiting or new additions. However, all insist they are there to indicate better value on products for customers. Taking a look at local sport, RCQ Capras had a tough job taking on the Sunshine Coast Falcons over the weekend. Sitting in third place on the QRL ladder, the Falcons took the lead over the Capras from just under an hour into the game. Despite the home crowd advantage, our Capras took a loss 14-22.